There's a moment there in Arthur's banquet hall when all the knights are assembled around the round table. Arthur would not let anyone start to eat until an adventure had occurred. Well, in those days, adventures were rather normal, so people didn't go hungry for long. They were waiting for this day's adventure, and it did indeed occur. The Holy Grail itself showed itself to the assembled knights, not in its full glory, but covered with a great radiant cloth. Then it withdrew. All were left ravished, sitting there in awe. Finally, Gawain, Arthur's nephew, stood up and said, "I propose a vow to this company that we should all go in quest of that veil, to behold it unveiled. Now we come to the text that interested me." The text reads, "They thought it would be a disgrace to go forth in a group. Each entered the forest adventurous at that point which he himself had chosen, where it was darkest and there was nowhere a path. You enter the forest at its darkest point, where there is no path. If there's a way or path, it is someone else's path. Each human being is a unique phenomenon. The idea is to find your own pathway to bliss."